This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's Acapulco 2017 at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, Mexico. It's just an incredible venue. Plenty of space, by the way. So if they have this thing again next year, there's plenty of room for twice as many people to show up. And there are hundreds of people here, most of whom got up bright and early for your speech at 10 o'clock, which actually I got to give the organizers credit. They were smart to not start the speeches at like 9 a.m. because most people are out partying the night before. And so 10 seems like kind of a safe zone where most people can go to sleep at 3 or something like that and still manage to get up for the first 10 o'clock speech. And this room was packed. You had a standing ovation at the end. Larkin Rose is with us here. It's Ian and Mark in our remote studio, and we were talking, just kind of recapping. We like to give our listeners a taste of what the speech was like, but the good news is there's a bunch of video equipment in there, so presumably at some point, I don't know when, but video of your speech in full will be available.
Right, right. Yeah, that's the plan. I don't know when either,
right,
but
yeah, at some point. When it's done. So we were talking about, you know, the ideas of the state as some sort of great protector versus what it really is, which is, of course, that which is violating all kinds of rights, destroying lives all around the globe, and, you know, having to shake people out of their slumber somehow to get them to realize these things. It's
right.
No easy task.
Right, and having them see the distinction between what they really want and what they really believe in and the mythology they were taught that twists that. So I went through to, you know, I bashed the Constitution, which most people say, how could you? That's about
sacred
freedom.
Sacred cow.
Right, totally sacred cow. Shish kebab time. and I pointed out
what I thought was so funny about that, and you point out correctly, is that people don't understand is the vast majority of the people that advocated for the United States to be free disliked the Constitution.
Right, the people who, it wasn't the United States yet, but the people who wanted the American Revolution, the, you know, the main people who made that happen, like Thomas Paine and Patrick Henry, didn't like the new Constitution. They knew it was going to be a disaster. Yeah, Jefferson, he was in France at the time, but he didn't like it either.
He didn't like it, yeah.
And because they knew it was a step in the wrong direction. I was never taught that growing up, and to me, that would be confusing and blasphemous to hear somebody say, yeah, the Constitution was a horrendously bad idea. It's pro-authoritarian. But if you go back and look at the debates, both the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists said, yeah, we agree that the purpose of the Constitution is to make a stronger, bigger, centralized authority.
It was.
And then they bickered about whether that was a good idea or not. And now, you know, again, it's so sad, and I don't at all mind offending people if they actually think about stuff. It's sad that people can be tricked into cheering the exact opposite of what they actually think it is, because they think the Constitution equals freedom. And if you look at what our constitutional republic does now, I also bashed constitutional republics, it's way worse than things were under a king. And I'm not advocating a king,
what
but
do you mean,
to be worse than that.
When you say it's worse than what was happening under King George, people think of King George as a tyrant.
Right.
And he was certainly painted by as a tyrant by,
right,
you know, American revolutionaries. People that were willing to pick up the arms of their day and shoot in the face their government.
Right. And their law enforcers, shoot the cops, because of...
And I'm not advocating for this. I'm just saying how thoroughly they believed it.
Right, right. And over, you know, 4% taxation on, like, pieces of paper and tea.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, really?
Those are the kind of taxes we're talking about. Now you're talking about 30 or 40% of your income.
Of your income, everything you make.
Plus the regulations and all those other things.
And all the intrusive things that King George never dreamed of. But people are so, there's so much pack mentality involved that, like, well, this is my country, so I'm going to, you know, make excuses for it. And, you know, the whole love it or leave it thing, which I also made fun of. It's basically, you know, you're so attached to this group and this piece of dirt that when people point out things horribly wrong with it, you'd rather bash them than say, oh, yeah, that is horribly wrong. We should probably fix that.
The love it or leave it thing seems like a jump in logic to me. And people jump in logic all the time. This is nothing particularly unusual. The simple fact that I think that the United States government has done some terrible things, like I believe many, many governments have done,
right,
does not mean that I want to live some like I want to live in North Korea or Somalia, right?
Right.
You know, Somalia doesn't have anarchy. Every time they try to set up a government, which they've done again, by the way, you know, some larger organization, the UN, the US, the UK, comes in and kicks it out from underneath them.
Right.
Look, I'm sorry that they keep on kicking this poor, tiny little country in the head, but what does that have to do with me?
Right.
Why do I have to go there again? I mean, like, these are sort of vapid jumps in logic that really don't particularly make any
right.
sense.
But they're emotional things that come from indoctrination. Like, people are trained to feel loyalty to the nation and the flag and these vague things that they don't even think about what they mean.
Right.
And then when you say something's horribly wrong here, that feels like an affront to them, because, like, you're condemning the thing I feel loyalty to.
Hmm.
And the thing is, if what they really want is freedom and justice and the things that they imagine the U.S. is about or America is all about, they would be looking at the government going, that's the threat. The U.S. government is the threat to all the things we actually care about, freedom and justice and yada, yada, yada. And the flag is what the U.S. it symbolizes the U.S. government. So why are we saluting this flag and calling it freedom when it's all the way the exact opposite? I mean, it's totally Orwellian. You know, slavery is freedom. And
if the flag is freedom, the people that claim it need to prove that case.
Right, right. And they need to object, as I pointed out in my talk, they need to object to the fact that the symbol of freedom adorns the offices and the uniforms of extortionists and bureaucrats and thugs in the U.S. and all over the world.
Well, I was like what Harry Brown said about it, you know, that the flag was essentially like a gang symbol. I mean,
yeah.
the U.S. government is a gang that flies a flag in front of its offices. That's what separates them from the mafia, where they don't easily identify where their offices are.
Right.
Well, they're the dominant gang, so they can identify.
Right.
Where they, you know?
Right, right. And they're the gang who managed to dupe their victims into imagining it to be legitimate and okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only reason, that's the only way you ever get a gang that big and that successful, is if you can dupe your victims into thinking, well, they're our protectors and we feel
sure.
loyalty to them and we're proud to obey their laws and yada, yada. It's all indoctrination. And that's what has to change, because tyranny, the problem is never the few psychos at the top. The problem is always all the people who are empowering them and funding them and going along with what they say and picking
sure.
up guns for them because they believe in authority and have this misguided notion that, like, the troops are fighting for freedom by blowing up little children on the other side of the world, and the cops are defending us by throwing people in cages for having the wrong plan.
It's a crazy situation, and if there were enough people to either ignore them or laugh at them and just try to marginalize these oppressors, they wouldn't be able to get away with half the stuff they get away with, because it does require at some level the consent of the governed. Because if people just keep paying taxes, if people just keep going along to get along and, you know, obeying all the regulations. So I say the reason why businesses have so much regulation to deal with is because no business ever pushed back and said no. They just
right.
all just kept accepting, okay, yeah, we'll follow that rule. We'll jump through that hoop.
Right.
And now you've got 1,000 hoops to jump through and you're complaining now. But, you know, what if somebody had said no 50 years ago when the first
right.
regulation was put into place? It's not too late to change that. But I think one of the most important things, and this is what I talked about a couple of days ago, is we need to concentrate people. We've got to get people who think like we do in the same geographic area so we can have a greater influence on the population around us. I mean, you've got great ideas, but the fact is, if you're standing on the street corner saying those things, you're just going to get laughed at and ignored, and maybe somebody's going to start a fight with you. I mean, that's the danger of these ideas. They are dangerous. Ideas.
Right, because they're literally blasphemous, because,
right.
you know, government is a religion. It's a cult that people are trained into, and when you commit blasphemy against their cult, they get upset and they get angry and they threaten violence.
But if they're hearing these ideas in different areas, not just from the guy on the side of the street corner, like I used to be with a honk if you hate taxes sign, but also from somebody at the water cooler at work, somebody, you know, when they're at their
right.
church, somebody when they're at their knitting club, or whatever it is that people are doing, they're hearing it on the radio, they're hearing it on the television, then it becomes more of something they can consider. They can
right,
seriously
right.
consider that idea, so that when later, you know, inevitably when we finally get to more freedom, they'll always say, they'll say something like, oh yeah, I was always with those guys.
Right, right, exactly. And there was a study that, that shows that, like, if somebody hears something that's unfamiliar and doesn't match what they already believe, they hear it from one person, they'll naturally go, no, that can't be right.
Yeah, that's
right. And they hear it from the second person, and suddenly, I think it's over 50%, they go, oh yeah, I've heard that before. Like, just because that's the weird way our brain works.
Well, in sales, you have to hear something, what, 21 times or something like that?
I don't know what, yeah, I don't know which study you're citing here, but I will say that to show how laughable this is, I have set myself up as King Mark the First, intergalactic ruler of all the things, right? And you can go and like my Facebook page, and then you become one of my subjects.
You have a King Facebook page?
Yeah, I do. There's two of them, actually. Somebody else put a competing one. And, you know, when people salute me as their king, sometimes I wear my crown. So they say, hey, old king. I'll say, loyal subject, you know, and I acknowledge them as my loyal subject.
You this can talk more about that, joke. Your Majesty, in a moment here. This is Free Talk Live. We're here from an archipelago.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Now more Free Talk Live.
Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're at another Cold Code 2017, third annual edition of this event. My first time in Mexico. How about you, Larkin Rose? Were you here last year or the year before?
Yep, this is my second time that I was coerced into coming down here.
Well, it's
and
been
it was too fun the first time.
It's been great. I mean, this has been a great crowd, good people, and your speech went over very well this morning. We're talking about authoritarianism. We're discussing Dean and Mark here in our remote studio at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Mark, you were just explaining your whole King Mark thing to Larkin. He looks very silly, by the way, with a crown and the robe. You get like a robe too.
I do have one of those royal robe things. They're very nice. But I mean, you know, when people see me dressed up like a king and act doing sort of kingly things, and they like my Facebook page, it's because they're amused.
Right.
They're amused at the very notion that somebody just could claim to be intergalactic ruler of all the things. But what does the United States government, or any other government, truly, I mean, you know, if you just look at this notion, what are they doing that is different than what I'm doing?
They have bigger buildings.
They have sign-on. They have people who are, you know, agree with them. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Right,
right. You know, what makes Kim Jong-un less of a intergalactic ruler than today's Donald Trump?
Right. And it's just people believe them and they didn't believe you. And that's the only difference.
I mean, that's what it is. It's all belief.
Yeah. In my video, I'm Allowed to Rob You, I point out the same thing about the Constitution, is you think they have the right to tax you because somebody wrote on a piece of parchment, Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes. When I do it, they don't believe me, oddly enough. But it's just a matter of belief and indoctrination. And when you outgrow it, when you step back and go, why do I believe in the divine right of politicians? Like, what? All this, all the mythology about constitutions and elections and the House and the Senate and the President and all this stuff. Like, how does all of that put together equal somebody has the right to rule me? Like, while pretending we're all equal, except those guys have the right to rule you.
There's a disconnect somewhere with people, and we've managed to sort of use it as a wedge when we talk to folks on the air, where, you know, they still have this idea that the government can be good, that if they just elect the right people, but you can get them to acknowledge that they believe that politicians are bad. People tend to believe,
right,
at some level, that politicians are liars and scumbags and dishonest and, you know, violent. But yet there's some sort of disconnect between their understanding about politicians being that thing,
right,
but a larger belief that they have in the whole system, that the system is good, the Constitution is good, and so therefore there's just some sort of problem with these individuals, and we, you know, we've managed to get them to sort of have that cognitive dissonance moment on the air where Mark will ask, you know, something about, well, don't you think that politicians are all scum? And, like, you know, they'll say, yeah. And
at least the vast majority of them. If we're in a democracy, that if a majority of politicians are liars and thieves, then you are ruled by liars and thieves.
You're ruled by liars and thieves.
There could be one or two good ones.
What makes you think that's going to change, people?
And I can tell you the exact difference, which is, or the reason for that, which is government is a religious belief. It is a belief in a superhuman deity.
Sure is.
And I point that out, and people go, what are you talking about? It's like, when you talk about the law, you're talking about, and crime, it's like sin. It's sin to disobey that. And you don't say that about people, like the thug who says, give me your car. You don't say, well, that's a law, and to not hand over your car is a crime. But people actually believe, and you can see it in the terminology, like they say, well, I don't trust people. We need government. And I say, what do you think government's made up of? Aardvarks? Like, it's people, and it's people that you know are crooks.
Yeah.
So if you just look at it literally, they're saying, I don't trust people, so we need a bunch of dishonest crooks to violently dominate all of us.
It's
now,
crazy.
Nobody would actually say that, but they believe in government because they actually imagine it in this vague, clouded belief system they have in their head. They actually imagine it to be some superhuman thing that keeps us in check, and it's the law, and the terminology shows that they're not just talking about people. It's the law, it's authority, it's our representatives, it's government. And it's this, it really is just this mushy thing.
You talked about that in your book,
think.
The Most Dangerous Superstition, which I read while I was in jail for civil disobedience. Great book.
Good place to read it.
I forget who sent it to me, but it's still there, by the way.
Cool.
It shows up on the book book carts. So when they bring it around to the different cell blocks. And, you know, the idea that people believe in this idea of authority, and it's so dangerous that people believe in it, because it does justify the power that these people are exercising, even though they're just people, just like the rest of us. But the whole idea of the state is that sort of religious belief system that you're talking about. The state doesn't exist. Yeah, there's land, but that's not what they mean when they say the state.
Right.
When they talk about the state, they are talking about some sort of nebulous idea, this concept that all of these people have joined into. The ones that work for the state definitely believe firmly in the state. I mean, when you go into court, for instance, you're in church. They have pews. There literally are pews in this court.
There's a guy in a robe.
He stands up higher than everybody else. He has acolytes.
At certain times.
Right?
Yeah, right.
You have these rituals. He refers to himself as the court.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, I think this, I'm the court. What are you talking about, you lunatic?
The prosecutor does the same thing. They're the state of New Hampshire. They're the state of fill in the blank. They're not the prosecutor so-and-so.
Right. I'm not just some guy trying to put you in a cage.
But you can't call the state on the stand. You cannot question the witness that is against you, the accusing party. It's impossible. It doesn't exist.
If you ask who has been harmed, the victim, they'll say the state of New Hampshire or the people of the state of New Hampshire whatever state.
You harmed a mythical deity.
They'll actually say,
excellent.
Can
we call them to the stand then?
The peace and dignity of the state has been harmed. That's what they say.
Fine, then call the state to the stand. Let's have a chit chat with them and find out how awful this was.
It'd be fun to finally see the thing.
We've heard so much about it. They refer to themselves in the third person as some different thing that doesn't have corpeability, right?
Right.
The state doesn't exist. The court doesn't exist. Well, there's certainly a bench and all these things.
Right.
You know, if I start talking to the bench, then everybody's going to think I'm nuts.
Well, they actually used to hold court in Keene, New Hampshire until about four or five years ago when they built a brand new court facility, $10 million
very nice
facility.
Mahogany.
Until then, they didn't have pews. They actually set up the courtroom. District court was in the city council chambers. So the room where normally the council would meet, they'd like move the desks around, and Judge Burke would come into this room where people are just sitting in the regular chairs that they'd be sitting in for the council meetings. So now I'm sure he's feeling much better because he's more protected, and you know he's got his own courtroom and he can go off into his own
pretend
little
to be
chambers
a deity and whatever. Things like that.
But it just showed, you know, it's all about the idea of the state, not necessarily the trappings. They want those trappings because it gives them the feeling of legitimacy to their victims.
Right, and their enforcers do the same thing. You know, cops will say, hey, you know, I don't make the laws, I just enforce it. This is the law doing it. Like, what are you talking about? The law. So there's vague thing floating around that possessed this guy in the uniform. So he has no choice.
It's a paycheck.
He has no free will. And they talk as if they have no free will. Like, I don't have a choice. Like, it's the law, and now I'm going to kidnap you. Like, what's this thing called the law that has you possessed such that you're, you know, forcibly kidnapping people for the dumbest things imaginable.
I have to say I like Mark Stevens' definition best. An opinion backed by a gun. That's the best, shortest definition for law.
Although that's the literal description of it, but nobody seizes that because they're taught to believe this cult notion of authority.
But they're told it's an opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, the lawyers will say this is an opinion. They will refer to...
which they change. The Supreme Court will overturn its own opinion.
Right.
The Supreme Court issues an opinion on whether or not black people can drink from the same fountain as white people.
Right.
And then it changes that opinion on it. But in both cases, somebody will enforce those opinions with a gun.
Right.
And the thing about this is you can never convince anybody who gets a paycheck to do something that doing that thing is bad, wrong. You know, it's very, very rare.
Right.
That would resort to no more paycheck. Hold on. We're going to continue here. You got time, right, Larkin?
Yeah.
All right. More with Larkin Rose here from Anarcho-Polka.
Speed monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertising. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. Pro ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at Anarchapulco 2017 on day number... Just an amazing event with wonderful people, meeting some new faces and friends, and seeing old friends as well. Great to see Larkin Rose here, and it's Ian and Mark in the remote studio, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We're striking at the root here, talking about the evil idea that is the state, and it's something that we need to get away from, something that we have to convince our friends and our neighbors and total strangers to reject this idea, and once we can do that, well, then we'll have some more semblance of freedom in our lifetime. In the meanwhile, however, there are other things that we can do to try to change things, and there was something that you two, Mark and Larkin, you disagreed on in the room. You'd asked a question, yeah. Mark, and you didn't get to follow up, and that's okay, because that's not the right venue for
it's
that.
It's not appropriate.
We knew we were going to be dragging you in here, and the question was about voting. You want to go ahead and recap
sure,
that?
Sure, basically, Basically, Larkin gave a 40-minute speech, about 3 minutes of this fantastic speech. He alluded, didn't exactly state, but alluded to the idea that voting either gives legitimacy to the state or it is bad and wrong to do or just a variety of things. So I asked him to clarify. When you ask questions in an audience, the best thing to do is to ask the question and then give up the microphone, because it's not a debate forum.
Yeah, right.
And I don't want to debate. I don't really believe that it brings anything to the table. I like discussions because I know that there have been times in my life when I'm incorrect on a statement, on, you know, some statement. Mm-hmm. And then I listen to somebody and at some point or another, I come to a conclusion that is different than the one that I had. And, for me, coming to the ideas of liberty, was a long process.
Yeah.
Years.
Me too.
That I argued and argued and argued, and at some point or another ran out of excuses.
Yep.
And that's where I was at. Now, one of the ideas that's purported, you know, in this movement is that somehow voting is a solution, or not voting, is a solution to something. And I would contend that voting is mathematically insignificant, although I have been in a situation where my vote has made a difference. In one case, I didn't cast it, and another, because I wasn't there. In one case, I did cast it, and it stopped some spending for a year. You know, not exactly, you know, I mean, it's not exactly huge, but
didn't free the world.
No, it didn't. But it freed some people for a short period of time who probably didn't even want to be free.
Right.
But it did free me and my family for 1 year because this was on the town level. So I can see that it does have consequences. Mm-hmm. I can see that, you know, I can vote for liberty. You were in this case, you did advocate for voting for a referendum kind of things.
Right. Yeah, I don't mind. When somebody just votes against a particular act of government violence, I don't, that, you could sort of say that legitimizes it, but that's nowhere near the, you know, what I complained about when people actually try to appoint a political master, but one that they will hope will be a nicer political master, but they're still legitimizing the game. They're still saying, we accept that whoever wins this game has the right to rule us.
When did they say that? Like, if that is said, if I say that, because I voted.
Right.
I voted for Gary Johnson this last go around. At no point during this process was there like fine print at the bottom of the ballot that says you accept the winner and will give obeisance to whatever. But wasn't there.
By playing the game, it implies it's sort of like
to whom?
I'm going to play this game, and if I win, yay, we win. If I lose, I'll say the game is illegitimate. It looks to everybody to be hugely hypocritical. Like Gary Johnson had no chance of winning, but to play the game tells everybody you believe in democracy. Because why would you do it if you didn't believe it?
I don't find that people say that. I find, you know, what I find is that I'm stating a preference for which one of these people who, I knew it was going to happen. We had a president, a 45th one. Like,
right.
I just knew it was going to happen. And it was one that I didn't, for whom I did not vote. And
right.
I do not consider him to be my legitimate president. I would not consider her my legitimate president. And frankly, once Gary Johnson got in office, if the, you know, some like really weird occurrences happened, he got in office, I would have, you know, said everything bad about everything that bad that he did. I just said the good things about the good things he did, and
right.
You know, like that's my job
right.
as a commentator.
My biggest objection is just like the solution to me is people giving up authoritarianism, giving up the notion that they have the right to rule us. Not instead of petitioning them and instead of asking the master, will you please give us your legislative permission to be a little bit freer, understanding we don't need their permission, we should be ignoring them or resisting them or something, but stop pretending that they are our masters. And so my main objection with voting is that it not only does it not do that, it reinforces the whole notion in people's minds, because all the rituals, all the religious rituals of voting and petitions and then the legislative rituals that the politicians do, it's all a show to make people think it's legitimate. I don't want to play in a show that makes people think it's legitimate, and voting is playing in that show.
It's a conclusion that you've jumped through. That would you agree that I do not support their authoritarianism? I mean, you know, the conversation we've now had for close to an hour, that I am not an authoritarian,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not authoritarian and I voted. So either I am, you know, I guess I must be either correct or doing something that is incongruous. One of those two things occurs.
And I think it's a conflict.
You think it's conflict.
Yeah.
I would say, however, that, you know, I think that voting is a small, tiny, inconsequential act of saying no thank you to that particular person or that particular person. Generally, when I vote, especially for the higher offices, I'm voting for somebody who doesn't get in, you know?
Right.
So my vote is inconsequential,
right,
and it is a protest vote. If I wrote in Donald Duck, would I be as, I mean, you know, what do you think
about
that?
I would respect you more.
Right. So writing in Donald Duck is, you know, like, I'm still going through the process. It's a blind ballot. No one knows what I've done in that room.
Well, here's a question for you. First of all, I assume you knew that Johnson wasn't going to win, right?
I suspected strongly that he was.
So what message do you think it gives for you to go in and play the game and say, I want that guy on the throne, when you knew he wasn't going to?
I want a third, better choice that is less distasteful than the rest, that would be less tyrannical than the other choices. I understand that we're all in a prison, and I understand we're picking the guard who will give us lashings. I would prefer the guard that has the weaker arm and delivers fewer lashings,
right,
and gives us cake every third Sunday. That's what I want.
Right. But you played a game you knew you were going to lose.
We got the lashes, Larkin. You know? I mean,
so let's
lost too, right? Like, I lost and you lost. And the whole world lost because our new God King of the whole planet is somebody who wasn't the one that we wanted.
But I didn't do anything to pretend the game is legitimate. Or give
I don't
the impression
know the idea is legitimate. You know?
Yeah,
I know the game's not legitimate. I know it. But I also know that it is a game and that it is being played whether we participate or not. And we're not going to have the paradigm shift, unfortunately, anytime soon. I mean, if you just look at the numbers, we talked about.
I was
surprised that we. I don't know if you weren't on this show because you've been off for a little bit, Mark. But Daryl brought in a story about Americans and whether they. Like, I don't know if it was that they love the police, but, you know, they believe in the police. They, you know, they support the police.
Right.
And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be, you know, some good news. We see all this negativity toward the police, criticism of the police. And it ended up being like 70%+, like the high 70%,
right,
of Americans are like, behind the police. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, we've got a long way to go.
Right. Blue lives matter,
baby. And it's certainly possible that at some point we could hit some sort of point of saturation and have...
Right.
Incredible explosion and a renaissance for these ideas, but we're not quite there yet, and it's probably going to be a little while before that happens. Meanwhile, if you look at situations where you have a 0% voter turnout, it has happened in some places because certain anarchists are like, if no one would vote, then the system would go away. Well, guess what? It turns out that as long as people pay taxes, the system continues.
Right, and so, I don't argue that not voting is the solution. And a lot of people
say
the analogy I use is like somebody says, my head's, you know, they're smashing themselves on the toe with a hammer. I say, what are you doing? They say, I have a headache. But why are you hitting yourself on the toe with a hammer? Because I'm trying to cure my headache. Stop it. Well, what are you going to do to cure my headache? Well, I don't know, but that's not going to cure it. So you think stopping hitting my toe is going to cure my headache? No, but it's not going to make it any better. So it's the voting, the not voting isn't the answer. It's just don't make something even worse on the way to doing what actually works, which is people disobeying. And what has to happen first is for them to not believe in the moral obligation to obey.
I want to keep talking about that here, but we got one more segment in the show, and I want you to stick
Let's
with
just
us.
Wrap up before
we talk. We'll talk a little bit more about.
Warning: if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2017, wrapping out here shortly the third episode from day number 3, and there's a whole another day to go here. Probably too late for you to show up at this point, but start planning for next year because this thing is an incredible event full of wonderful people like Larkin Rose, who's here with us. And Larkin, just quick, we haven't asked you this yet. What's the best place for people to go online and get more of your stuff?
Well, my website is LarkinRose.com, but probably the easier thing is the videos on my YouTube channel, which is just YouTube.com.
I'd like to highly
recommend.
I'm sorry, go ahead. YouTube.com/LarkinRose.
Yeah. And that's LARKEN.
Good stuff. These videos that you have, like you've got probably 2 of the top 10 greatest Liberty videos that anyone can watch. If you can like get your loved ones to watch, and I don't know the titles of the ones that I've found to be so interesting, but there really are some ones you're just sitting there, and this is just such compelling content. These things are just so great, and I sincerely hope that some of our audience can take a look at some of your videos.
Uh-huh. So we were talking about voting, and you were going to make a point there, Mark.
Yeah, if I could.
Time.
So, Larkin, the suggestion that you've made is that voting adds legitimacy legitimacy to the system. My vote,
right.
My single, solitary one of, I don't know, 100 million votes for president that somehow gives legitimacy to a guy that I did not, for whom I did not vote.
Right.
And a government that I do not, frankly, you know, I just don't support the idea of any organization claiming monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass. And in this case, the United States government, it's the whole world. They say, you know, we can do whatever we want. However, I vote because, you know, I feel like I'm supporting in some small way my libertarian friends who run for office and are attempting to do something.
Well, that's different, though, because you're talking about New Hampshire. You're talking about in New Hampshire where you actually have real libertarians, actual anarchists, actual voluntarists who are running. Most of them run as Democrats and Republicans, and they are actually winning and then getting into these positions where they can have some influence to stop some violence the state. And most libertarians or anarchists or, you know, voluntarists, they don't understand this because they live in a place where there aren't any real libertarians.
They have no influence.
You know, there's no chance to change anything. And so I completely understand why somebody would be like, well, screw voting.
Well, yeah, it's not worth it. It's inconsequential.
And at the federal level, it is completely inconsequential and a waste of time. But in New Hampshire, it's completely different.
It can be consequential.
They have actually, I mean, while we have this paradigm of belief in the state, which we don't have, but most people do.
Right.
You know, we have to, in order to stop the men with guns from enforcing dumb stuff like prohibitions on plants and things, somebody has to change those darn statutes. And we're doing it in New Hampshire. As an example,
little by little.
As an example, there's now people in New Hampshire do not have to ask permission to conceal carry a gun. That just happened this week in New Hampshire. So it is possible to change this unwieldy, tyrannical, horrifying, bad system if we get the concentration of people together to do it. And in that situation, voting can make a difference. And if you don't vote, the thing is, the bureaucrats are going to show up every time.
They vote.
And they are going to vote because they believe in that system. And as long as it continues to perpetuate, even if people don't show up, as long as they keep obeying and as long as they keep paying taxes, then the system will continue, whether or not anyone votes.
Yeah, and the thing is, you can, in some cases, in some limited cases like what you're talking about, get a slightly nicer master. That road doesn't lead to freedom. It leads it leads to a gentler form of slavery. And to me, that's at best a temporary, it's not even a temporary fix. It's a temporary, not quite as bad as it was before, or even like not quite as bad as it would have been, but still worse than it was yesterday. You know,
advocate for a more brutal state?
No.
Okay, because there are some people
who side.
Right.
People do that. I just want to make sure that we're all clear.
Yeah, and that's to me, the two questions are like, how nice is our slave master and should we be free? And to me, the question of how nice is our slave master, that's not going, like, we had minarchism in this country. We're in Mexico.
Less than minarchism, or more than minarchism.
Right. It led to a gigantic disaster, and it will again every single time. And so I totally understand the, you know, it's like that I want to get owned by a nicer slave master who doesn't whip me as hard. And the thing is, on a practical basis, I totally understand that. And on, you know, that's on a day-to-day life, it's nice to not get whipped as hard. However, that is no closer to actually being free, and my goal is to have people actually be free.
Me too.
And participating in the game, to me, actually, like, it may make a little bit of progress on the practical side, but I think it's actually backwards on the long side where it legitimizes the game.
Let me, that's what I want to, you know, I kind of sidetracked us here, and I want to address legitimacy.
Okay.
So, you know as well as I do that more people didn't vote in this election for president than did vote for president.
Yeah.
In Australia.
As normal. That's right.
That's very common. I think only one election for Barack Obama did more of the registered voters.
Yeah, eligible voters.
Not talking about human beings.
Right.
We're talking about eligible voters vote for him as president. So, or vote in the election for him as president.
Right.
So fewer than 25% generally vote for the president.
Right.
And does that then compare to, say, Australia, where it's illegal not to vote?
Right.
Where their, you know, whatever their head honcho is, the PM there, is, you know, elected through their process with apparently, let's call it 90%+. Is their politician more or less legitimate than ours?
Well, first of all, I point out how funny it is that they force people to vote, because that tell you? They need people to play the game to legitimize the game. And if people just go, yeah, if nobody showed up, they couldn't pretend to represent the people. They couldn't pretend they have the consent of the governed. concerned.
If you put a referendum out and let Americans choose whether or not there would be a law to make people vote or not, I suspect it would pass. But if not, it would lose with at least a large minority.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's not them. It's us.
Right,
We, the people, want the other people to vote.
Right, because people have been trained into statism.
But that doesn't mean legitimacy because, I don't think that... I can't even name the illegitimate prime minister of Australia, and right. I can name the illegitimate president of the United States. I'd also got one more piece of evidence for you that you can examine later in your mind.
Okay.
George Washington was elected with 2% of the electorate. These are only white males.
Right.
Land owning in the United States, in the area known as the United States, 2% of those people got up and voted for what I would say is probably the most legitimate politician the world has ever known, right? Cherry trees and honesty and all that crap. Abe Lincoln got his second, vote in as president by half of a country, that was gone.
Right.
These are the two most legitimate presidents. And by the way, his number was incredibly low as far as voters, too. I just don't think that this whole, it lends my vote, my tiny little 1 in 100 million thing, there's any credence to this, it adds legitimacy to their system argument.
But who... What is that, when you go and vote for Gary Johnson, knowing he's going to lose, who are you sending a message to and what is the message? Because it seems like you're, it's the same reason I make fun of a lot of protests is we're going to go to the Capitol building and tell them we don't like them stomping on us. They know you don't like them stomping on you. They don't care. And all you're doing is basically telling them that it's up to them, that you're going to beg them to stop and they're not going to stop.
What's the old, is it Alexander Haig quote from the Reagan
administration? Let them protest all they want.
So let them protest so long as they pay their tax.
Right, exactly, right. Exactly. And to vote is basically playing the game and sending a message to the masters that I'm going to play your game, I'm going to choose the guy, he's going to lose, you're going to have a master, you're going to stop me and control me. I guarantee that is not what the politicians are scared of. The politicians are scared of people not showing up and saying, we don't accept your right to rule, we're not going to play your dumb game, we're not going to legitimize it, we're not going to beg permission.
If they would do all of it, if they would not vote and not obey and not pay, then you'd have a movement, then
right.
You'd have something. But it was like you were saying, you don't think the state's going to end because people don't vote. That's not going to cut it.
Right, right.
So we have to have more. So people have to go
really,
all the way.
I'd be happy to trade my vote for 1,000 people that now refuse to pay their income tax. 1,000 people right now.
Hell yeah,
in my listening audience, if 1,000 people who did pay income tax last year choose to not pay income tax this year. Now, you don't have to, I don't care if you fill out the form, but you just don't pay.
Right, right.
Then, fine. I won't vote the next go round.
Yeah, and to me, it's more voting is like a symptom of people still playing the game and thinking those terms. And the thing is, democracy is designed, and I talked about this in my talk, democracy, like all the political rituals, is designed to waste people's energy on something that is not going to get them freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of,
yes.
If 49% of the people vote for freedom, they get nothing. If 10% of the people just disobey, that's the end of any empire in the world.
I totally agree with you.
And so if the message is out there about, destroying the legitimacy of the state in their mind and then disobeying and circumventing it or resisting it or however they want to do it, that just in the numbers, way earlier that does good than voting.
Let me tell you this, though. As somebody who's done civil disobedience on a number of occasions, I made a movie about it. It's
right.
called Victimless Crime Spree,
right.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. The number of principled libertarians, people who agree with us, voluntarists, anarchists, people who completely are on board with us, who are willing to disobey, is probably no more than 1%.
Yeah.
I mean, so the fact that we
and they'll argue about how you disobey.
Right. The fact that we can't...
fat, lazy fat is probably not the right term. These lazy people will just sit there and complain about how you went out and did something.
MarketRose.com. Go get more of him there.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. plan ahead, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.